Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
You know, I'm not one to beat a dead horse usually, but today I'm going to make an extremely wide exception. Just by the way, I've owned two horses and lived in a corral once upon a time, so I'd never beat a horse, dead or alive, in the first place. Today, though, with the most imminent topics to get under my girth, no pun intended, cowboys, besides the big ones, of course, inflation, saber-rattling, the economy, and a president with an approval rating just this side of 40%, I got to tell you, what I heard the other day upset me and set me up for this community comment. That said, what was said from a recent immigrant to our country, from a country I'll let you guess, and just as a side note, they came here illegally, but I give them credit because they decided to go through the steps to become a United States citizen. So in a water cooler discussion, we're talking about the status of COVID-19, and I happened to mention something about Dr. Fauci, and he said, "Who's Dr. Fauci?" Suffice it to say, I couldn't think of anything else to say and went along my way. And mind you, this person is going to go to the polls like every good American at some point and cast their vote. For who? Who knows? And if they know one iota about the candidates, let alone the complicated ballot propositions, half the voters don't understand anyway. Now capture this visual. Busloads, yes, busloads of future all-American citizens with the right to vote coming across the border with no resistance. The one busload I saw was all men, no women or children. Still trying to wrap my head around this one. Then I see a Texas audit found over 11,000 potential non-citizens registered to vote. Vote for who? What? Where? When? It's flipping me out. No one need wonder why the statistics are up on human trafficking. All these human rights violations involving force, coercion, or fraud to exploit a person into slave labor or sexual exploitations. Lest we forget all about the cartel collecting thousands of dollars to get these newfound individuals into our country, either by the bus you see or other inventive ways. The sad part is they're going to keep mounting and growing before our eyes, unless, and I really don't even know what unless is, maybe the guy behind the wall idea comes back into office, or somebody with the same parameters for stopping this leak. That said, by the time that happens, it'll be too late, way too late, as the numbers will be so significantly outrageous that we'll be seeing a new minority in good old U.S. of A. You ready for that? Well, your children and grandchildren will look back on these days and blame who? You got it. Us. Because somebody thought it was humanitarian to let these people who claim asylum to be here and drain every coffer that exists. That is, until the dark day when and if we survive as a democracy based on capitalism, not anything else. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.